I think you're being very optimistic.
What does that bring in the south?
No, the bringing in the south.
It's a terrible system.
Oh, I think it would make the thing very hard.
I'm Teeter.
I'm Teeter.
That's all that should happen next week. But I seen that.
You cheated. You went off the cliff.
Oh, okay. Get on.
This car comes in tomorrow. This car comes in tomorrow.
Yes. I expect it. It's no fun without me, babe.
Well, it's 6:01. I'll call this meeting to order if we can all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. We've been getting some feedback with the microphone tonight, so if it gets worse, we'll just shut the system down. So, first, I want to thank Joe Giuliano for doing the flowers out in front of the building. They look really nice, and every time I drive by, I think how nice they look, but I haven't had a chance to say thank you.
So,
thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Good job. Pay bills. Has everyone a chance to look over the bills as presented?
Yeah.
Does anyone have any questions with the bills?
No.
Are you sure? Are you really sure? Going once, going twice.
Well, I don't know. Did we discuss about paying Joe? Is it legal to pay him plus salary like we do?
I could find out if you want me to call the town attorney and ask.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we pay him monthly, but then, I don't know. I just don't want to get in trouble.
What are you talking about?
For him paying to pick the tables and all that stuff.
Well, who's going to pay him? Highway?
He gets paid a monthly salary, doesn't he?
Okay, you don't want to pay him, that's fine.
I just don't want to do it illegally.
Yeah, okay. You've been doing it like that for 15 years.
I brought it up last year. Nobody wanted to do it. I don't know. It's up to the board, whatever.
I can make a phone call to find out. What would the rest of the board like to do?
You're saying that he's being paid extra over and above the salary to paint the picnic tables? Is that what it is?
That's what Rod says, yes.
I personally don't see any problem.
It's the post, the picnic tables,
the
he plants those flowers.
No, I know he does the work.
He takes the grill apart, scrubs it down, or sandblasts it, or I don't know what he does, and he paints it. That's fine. You don't pay him, not a problem.
I didn't say that I'm paying. I just wanted to know who decided his hourly rate for doing that. We shouldn't discuss it, shouldn't we?
I mean, I think he should be paid. If you want to discuss his hourly rate over and above his salary, that's fine with me. And, you know, check it out with wherever you want to check it out with the state. But I think he does a lot more than...
He does a great job up there. I'm not saying that.
I know. But I'm just saying that I think he does a fine job, and if you want to look into it, it's fine with me.
Sure.
I'm fine with the way things are right now. Myself.
Okay. Joe?
I don't have a problem right now.
Okay.
Right.
Is everyone...
I just didn't want to get in trouble for it.
Okay, and maybe with our upcoming budget season, maybe we'll set an hourly rate then and discuss it then.
I thought it was just what we paid him. I didn't know there was others. I thought it was just the rate that he was supposed to get.
Right.
That's why I'm not aware of it.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on the bills? Okay, someone make a motion. Eric Kane makes a motion to approve the bills as presented. Second by Sesney. Clerk, call the roll.
Dodge.
Aye.
Giuliano.
Yep.
Kane.
Aye.
Sesney.
Aye.
Lucente.
Aye. We have the minutes of May 11th and May 18th. May 18th were two meetings. One was at 4 o'clock with Brian Whitaker, and one was at 5 o'clock at the town park. We did the walkthrough, just to remind you. Is everyone okay with the minutes? Yes, Mike.
I have a question about the minutes for the May 11th.
on line three here, it says that when we want to ask questions, we're allowed 2 minutes. 2 minutes is not really enough time to ask a question and get an answer, especially if you have multiple questions. I think that time frame needs to be lengthened out a little bit. That's my opinion. Because you know me, I've asked several questions. I can sit up here and talk for 2 hours. I mean, that's unrealistic, I understand that, but 2 minutes is just too short.
Not enough.
You know, if you're going to make it official,
yeah.
I think that needs to be revisited. Okay, that's all thanks. I have to say.
Gary?
I agree with him 100%. It should be more than 2 minutes.
Okay.
What do you think, 5 minutes?
I'm thinking 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, gosh. I don't think we're going that far.
Yes, but you also have to understand, your ruling here is going to interfere with my constitutional rights of freedom of speech and asking questions.
I'm not much of an arguer, but if we gave each person 15 minutes, holy mackerel.
Well, isn't part
you
of
could
the
get
board,
to an hour, hour and a half.
Right, but isn't the board, part of the board's job is to answer our questions to our understanding? And that can't sometimes be done in 5 or 10 or 15 minutes.
I agree with you, as long as it's not the same question.
Right, 14
over
times
and over,
over.
And over and over.
Right, that's stupidity. I agree with you on that.
Right.
But
you,
if I ask...
If you had 3 questions in 20 minutes for each one, you're looking at an hour.
Well, no, I'm not saying 20 minutes each question. I'm saying 20-minute block of time or a 15-minute block of time.
Well, I think it doesn't say that up to
it
the
says it can be
discretion.
It, right. You know? But your discretion will also be to shut it down and say, no, you can't ask any more questions. It's a double-edged sword and go either way.
Yeah.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here, okay?
Sure. No, I get it.
Okay, back to the minutes. May 18th and May 11th. Motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Sesney, second. Giuliano, clerk call the roll.
Aye. Giuliano.
Yes.
Kane.
Aye.
Sesney.
Aye.
Sunti.
Aye. Assessor report, George Haskell.
In agenda, you'll see that we've been granted or given the equalization rate of 73.75. That was what it'll be for the year. We are also being, I don't know how to say whether it's not investigated, but they're doing a survey. I've had a guy here since Monday. I've been asked to pull 150 requests for 150 properties. He's going to go through them, analyze them to determine our rate for either 2023 or 24. Not sure which year it's going for. He's been here 3 days. I got 2 more to do, and it's copying the file for each file, so it really takes some time. I've been here 3 nights so far this week for 10 till 10 o'clock, starting at 8 in the morning. I know it's my job, but just so you know what's going on.
I have a question.
I've had 2 calls from residents not knowing why he's doing it or whatever. He does have a brochure. He is wearing a badge or a coat or something to identify himself. And on another note, we had grievance day. We had 2 petitions filed. That's it. So we got through that pretty good. And that's all I got.
I had a question, George. Can you negotiate with the guy or no?
It's immaterial. What all he's doing is looking at each parcel, and he's not going to tell me each one. He's just going to come up with a rate approved by the state and the total count.
It's a good chance after he's done, Eric, the equalization rate will probably drop down even more.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because a property in Schuyler is selling for more than.
But also,
Chris,
it's a
the director of Herkimer County is trying to convince me that the way things are going, people are listing houses, they're being sold the next day.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them are being in bidding wars.
Absolutely.
Which really doesn't make any difference what the value is to the property. If they want it, they're going to.
Yep.
I'll bid the other guy.
Yep.
But the county director says, hold your hat because in a couple of years the chance is going to drop way down.
Actually, George, I was very satisfied with 73.75.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty outstanding, considering the way things are.
Yeah. Well, I've got Deerfield, which is down to 10% now.
Really?
Yeah. But, and they're, you know, they're selling houses that were paid for $40,000-$50,000 for $150,000 in a day.
Yeah.
With and no changes.
Yeah.
But it's a crazy world out there.
Yes.
Does anyone have any questions for the assessor, George Haskell? Okay, George, thank you. I appreciate it. Coatesville Green?
We're up over the 20s for permits. I did a final inspection for plumbing at Fountainhead this morning. I'm at Coffee Manor and Graham Road. There's a three-family issue with water runoff and sewage there, and down the road, there's another sewage issue between two people. So that mainly would have been dealing. I've issued some warning tickets. And then doing this regular inspections on building permits that have been issued.
Thank you, Phil.
Did shut one house down, I forgot about that. Did shut one house down, National Grid had gas issues. Got a call. In fact, they went there and it was real tough shape, shut it down. The property owner has been very cooperative with it and doing what needs to be done. So other than that, that's it.
Thanks, Phil. Does anyone have any questions for the codes officer? No? Okay, so getting off easy tonight. Thank you, Phil.
We're two good guys, you as well.
Oh, there you go.
George's a good guy.
Supervisors.
Okay, buddy.
Supervisors report. The car show's August 13th. They were going to send someone tonight to talk about it, but maybe they got sidetracked. I guess they're doing pretty well with the planning. Youth program with the town of Deerfield. We got a letter from the town of Deerfield. It said, "Dear Supervisor and Board members, I am writing on behalf of the town of Deerfield's youth program. The children of our two towns share an elementary school together, and many friendships have been made over the years. We have found that many of the children in Schuyler want to join us in our Deerfield Park program to play with their friends and share in the summer fun. Approximately 5 years ago, the town of Deerfield and the town of Schuyler worked out a plan in which the town of Schuyler would pay at least 50% of the cost for the non-resident fee, and the families of Schuyler's children would pay the rest. Our non-resident fee this year is $250 per child for the entire 6-week program. So the town of Schuyler would pay $125 and the family would pay $125. Before our program begins, we are reaching out to you to see if you will consider the same procedure or better to benefit the children in your town. Thank you for your consideration in this matter. Sincerely, Karen Day, Town Clerk and Youth Director, Town of Deerfield." So we've done this for the last 5 years. It's worked out fairly well. We've never had a problem. I wanted to bring it up and see how the board feels about it.
No problem.
Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep right on.
Then we would need a motion to approve that. A motion.
I'll make the motion.
Kane and a second by Sesney. Clerk, call the roll.
Dutch.
Aye.
Julianne.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Sesney.
Aye.
Lucenti.
Aye. Jeff, maybe you can, I don't know, probably almost too late to get something in the newsletter, but maybe we can put something on the webpage.
Sure.
So I put a copy in your mailbox. The town park, we did have that walkthrough on May 18th, and one of the things that needed to be done was sealing of the basketball court. I know Joe Giuliano spearheaded that. He got somebody to go up and crack fill it and seal it. I went up and looked at it. I think we all did. It looked really, really nice. Joe, do you want to give any update on it? Or?
I turned the bills in the barb, and I don't know, you guys all happy with the way it came out? I'm giving her the thumbs up.
Looks way better than did.
I was thinking that.
I
thought they did a nice job with it.
I call it pretty close to a disaster before. Now we got, and I will say this, when I was up there, it just happened to be there was people there. And there was nobody playing out of red at that moment, but there was two basketballs laying there, so I know they'd been using it. So that was very gratifying to see that people were using it.
Very good. Well, thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Town Park porta potties are now at the main pavilion. We've always had one way down back for the ball fields, But now we have two up at the main pavilion for the public. People come walking or whatever. Just wanted to make the board aware. The gate for the main pavilion is being open in the morning. It's not being open. It's closed. There's been days it's been closed, Phil.
That was closed today.
It was closed today.
I got one question.
Yes.
How come we get two? How come there's not one there? There's one in the back, right?
Yes, there's one down by the ball field.
How come we get two for up front? Do we need two?
One would be fine, but we got two.
How much are
you want two?
How much are they? How much are they a piece?
They're about $80 a piece.
Maybe we'll get one and move then.
Yeah. Are we going to have the porta potties there and the bathrooms open, or we're not open in the bathroom?
No, for those that aren't familiar, the board wanted the bathrooms open. The main pavilion has restrooms for parties, and the board wanted the bathrooms open and then reconsidered and decided to get the two porta potties. So that's kind of where we are now. Is everybody okay with the two porta potties? Does anyone want the bathrooms open and no porta potties?
I think we've concluded that what the porta potties are going to be for during the week. As far as the gates being open to the thing, they can park across the road and walk around the gates.
What gates are open?
Eric's saying.
I don't know. Just go by what Bill said. Yeah.
The main gate is open, but the pavilion gate is not.
Okay.
But they can still park across the road and walk around.
Right, but I think it kind of deters people. Going over
there. Well, the board wanted the gates.
I thought we wanted all the gates open.
Right.
Except when there's a party. So
when there's a party, then the pavilion's running.
Yeah, they're supposed to be open.
Okay, so they're supposed to be open. Okay.
So are we in agreement the gates are open for the main pavilion?
I think they should be open.
Betty thinks they should be. Eric, what do you think?
Every day. Yeah.
Every day, Eric says they should be open.
Is that okay with you guys?
I think they should be open, and I think the pavilion should be used by any public person.
Yeah.
It's a public park, except when there's a booking.
Except during the Saturday. Yeah, and that's why we put the porta potties in there.
But I think it should be, it should be used. That's right. My opinion.
So, yeah, like you say, why don't we ask Joe to open the. When he opens the one gate, open the other. Is that okay, Phil? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I thought we already discussed it, that the gates were going to be open and the toilet and the bathrooms were going to be open.
All right.
But apparently not.
I'll call Joe in the morning.
Okay.
But if the bathrooms are going to be open, we don't need the porta potties.
Well, what it is I think Joe has.
You've got a well, okay? You've got parties. Every Saturday and Sunday, there's parties up.
The water issue.
You don't have a drilled well, you got a dug well.
Right.
We had problems before when they broke in, they smashed the toilets. All they got to do is turn the faucet on in the bathroom and the sink and walk away, and you're going to have problems. Then what are you going to do? Tell these people that they can't have a party because there's no water?
And not only that.
Think about it.
Not only that, we've already got the porta potties up there.
Right.
Why should we waste any time discussing something? We're trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. We've got the porta potties there. If Joe just opens the gate, if the people want to use it during the week, they can use the porta potties. If they want to use it on the weekend, they can use it.
That's all.
Is that okay with everybody?
That's good.
All right. Sound good? Betty, you okay with that?
Everybody's happy?
Resolved. Keep it simple. I always say, keep it simple.
Next.
You want one or two porta potties? I don't think you need two.
Yeah, one's fine.
Okay, I'm going to pick up one.
Town park, new signs for the pavilion.
We have one in the back, right?
Yes, yeah. There's going to be one back by the ball field.
There's one
by the main.
Oh, there's one.
Yeah, there's one.
Yep.
One for each section.
Okay, people want new signs for the pavilion. This is the main pavilion where parties are held. It was suggested that a sign be done open to the public unless reserved. How does the board feel about that? Do you want a sign? Do you not want a sign?
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, the signs that are up there now tells people that nobody's allowed there. It says restricted area.
So, if it's open, it's over.
Right, if we have a party.
You can't have all the
things. Exactly. But what about during the week when there's no parties? People are not allowed to use the pavilion.
Put on the sign. If it's
Joe, I think open to the public except when reserved. And when it's reserved, we have the right to say, sorry, go down the road, and we got the little mini pavilion.
Correct.
So,
Everybody's okay with that?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
You should figure out how to word it, Anthony.
Oh, yeah. All right. I did call Aaron Jacobs for performance signs on Route 5. He did a really nice job with those lattice signs.
He did.
Phil got them put up, so I want to thank him for that.
Make sure we get that in a minute.
Absolutely. Had a couple calls from Mapleton Road. I guess a lot of people up there are speeding. One fella said one of his grandchildren were almost struck by a car over the weekend. So I told them we would speak tonight about either temporary speed bumps or speed signs, the kind that say you're going too fast, slow down. So Phil, you're superintendent of highways. What's your opinion on this matter?
I looked into, speed bumps and stuff like that, or speed ramps. I did find that there are cases where towns have been held liable if there was an accident because of a speed bump. Because the speed limit is 30 miles per hour, you're not allowing people to do 30. So if they still do 30, they go over speed bump, we could be held responsible if there's injuries or anything like that. And I also feel as though people are probably, you're probably going to get placed for people that are going to say, I don't want them in front of my house because they're going to listen to cars and go over it all the time. So now they have these speed signs out. I'm sure everybody's familiar with them. You'll have your sign. They'll say speed limit 30 miles per hour. Below it, there'll be an electronic sign with a radar. It'll show your speed and it'll flash you a message. Slow down. Or you can set them for whatever it is. So I did look into. I got a guy giving me a price on a couple of those right now. So I'll see what they'll come up about to be. But as far as speed bumps, I'm not.
Just so the board knows, with electronic signs, they're solar powered, which is a good thing. They are portable. They can be moved.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And a lot of towns are hardwired, and they're about $3,500 a sign.
Give a ballpark figure. Not for sure. So. Like I said, they do just attach to a signpost. They can be moved from where, all around if you want. Decide you want to move them.
How many are you figuring?
I would say you need at least two. Because obviously, I'm sure if there's speeding on Mapleton, it's speeding on Austin. So they're long straightaways. So
I
started out with a couple of them at this point, but.
I cornered three state troopers today in front of my cousin's place. Kenny Lawrence was one of them. I told him about the situation on Mapleton and Windfall, if he could help us, and he said that they would patrol them two areas heavier. And probably sit there with a car for a week or two to maybe make them slow down a little bit.
It'd be nice, but I'm gonna go out and say that probably 90% of the traffic I'm able to drive
is local.
Is local. It's either you live there or you're visiting somebody.
Why else, unless you're visiting somebody or you live there?
Right. The one thing I would say,
people got to slow down. It's a problem everywhere. All the towns, everywhere is just average with speeders.
Get out on the highway. Every time you drive, there's somebody on your bumper. Every time.
It basically boils down to enforcement. Nobody's enforcing it. People are just going crazy now.
Phil, I also got a couple complaints on Windfall Road. They said there's no shoulder on the edge of the blacktop. Is that true?
Whereabouts?
Like from the. From the power line down by where Reverend Lindsay used to live there. He says there's no shoulder there at all.
Oh, that big, deep ditches across from Crescenzo's.
That's county highway, so I'd have to just...
Could you talk to him for us? Contact the county for us?
Yeah, I can call the county. I contacted him the other day about the issue you saw. Didn't have the drive at the garage this morning, so they are working somewhere nearby. I'm not exactly sure where.
So. We've talked about the speeding issue many times. It seems like it comes up more and more and more. I'd be in favor of buying one of these units and see how it operates and if it's good luck. We have good luck with it or bad luck with it. How's the rest of the board feel?
I think that'd be an excellent idea. Maybe switch them around.
How long will the sheriff's department let us borrow their unit?
They haven't really said. I don't think it's actually probably getting many use at all.
Well, let's see if that helps.
That's even a better idea. My thoughts, Joe.
But they're going to come set it up, but I've been here for a while, and obviously I did contact them again, and they said hopefully in a few days they can bring it up. They're going to put it on Windfall.
They have to move it.
They have
They have to control it, they have to run it, we can't move it whenever we want.
And actually, even some of these radar signs will give you feedback through an app, and they'll tell you people's speeds and everything. I mean, I don't know how involved, you know, what we're looking at.
You take your picture, maybe you can find out who's speeding. Give a little warning.
But my thoughts on this were, I mean, this has been kind of an ongoing problem. Why not, Joe said he talked to three troopers. Why not give them 1 month to see if they can make any difference before we spend $3,500? In other words, if nothing changes in a month, how's the rest of the board feel? Yes? No?
If we have one we can use for free right now, let's try that out. We'll go buy one.
Everyone,
we haven't seen it yet, though.
No.
I'm not going to hold my breath waiting.
Right. I mean, I contacted them in the spring.
All right, still waiting 2-3 months?
Still waiting.
I mean, you should put it by the town garage. And
from the sounds of it, it's not in the best condition anymore.
And I do agree.
They didn't want us to touch it because,
I do agree with Tony. I think I agree with Tony. I think it would be a great investment. I just think I'd like to wait a month just to see if the troopers can make any difference. Why not give option A and up?
By next month, I can have a definite price on how much.
All right.
There you go.
Let's put this on the agenda for next month. We'll see what impact the troopers have and what effect the Herkimer County speed sign has.
Right, and I will say this. If the troopers can't do anything, then I will be ready to back the $3,500 expenditure.
Thanks, Eric. Sewer line discharge capacity meeting on the 18th. We had the meeting. Brian Whitaker is still looking into what we need to do. We need to adopt the grease waste restaurant program that Oneida has and just some other things like that. Codes enforcement workshop, June 15th at 6 o'clock. The town board's been talking about some of the properties in Schuyler, and they're an eyesore, and what we can do to help clean them up. Mark Wobler, the town attorney, has some ideas. He'd like to meet with the board next Wednesday at 6 o'clock and tell you what his idea is about a property maintenance law, kind of something similar to when someone doesn't mow their grass after so many warnings, we have somebody come in and do it. Phil is available next Wednesday night. Is the board okay with next Wednesday night?
Yep.
Mark didn't let me know this afternoon because he had to get some documents he wanted to present, and he just got a hold of them, so.
And when our codes man enforces this, now does this come to our courts? If he has to bring somebody?
Yes.
Our judges have to back our codes man up too.
Well, there's going to be some safeguards built in this that are going to be a little bit tighter. Yeah.
I'll be out of town next week.
You will? You okay with us having the meeting, Rod, and we'll get back to you?
I don't think you'll miss me.
Okay. Now come on. Yes, Don?
I'd like to ask Phil what the height of the, in the property maintenance law, what's the height of the lawn? The extensions. It was 13 when I was in.
You asked me a question, I didn't give you an answer.
Okay.
It's 10 inches.
Let's settle on 12. Got a call from Kathy Kupiak, the insurance agent. We have Excellus, Blue Cross Blue Shield. The rates are going up September 1st to 8.87%, but it gets better. The rates are going up September 1st, 2023. 14.25%. So those are two big increases that are happening over the next 24 months. Just making the board aware, you don't have to do anything right now. She threw out another option for insurance, but it would save only 1%. And I don't know, it just didn't seem like that much of a savings. But this happens every year. They throw out their projected rates just so you're not totally shell-shocked.
When, these are just projected rates?
Yes.
They're not definite.
They're not definite. The 8.87, she's pretty confident it'll come in at 8, but right now they got to go with what they're being given by the parent company.
So this comes in when?
I'm sorry, Joe.
When does this come in?
Our insurance policy takes effect September 1st of every year. Yeah, so that's when it starts. New York State Retirement System. I called the New York State Retirement System, and they said they did not receive any updates from the town of Schuyler since 2018. And I asked the lady, what do we need to do to get, you know, updated with everything? She said you need to have a training. So the New York State Retirement System will put on a training. It's all going to be done virtual, online. She gave me some dates. June 14th at 1. Good night, Phil. July 14th at 9 a.m., August at 1, September 13th at 9. I guess it depends with Phil. Phil, what time would be good for your guys?
I don't know. I got to show.
We can go from June to December. First of all, what month is good? Let's break it down there.
We can work it in, whatever works.
Okay. Want to do maybe, I don't know, September 13th at 9 a.m.? I have to look that up. Look it up, Phil. We'd invite everybody.
Tuesday.
We don't, because we're not in the retirement system. We don't have to go with board members.
The town's in the retirement system.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, that's going to be a Tuesday, September 13th. So we'll have a training here. Jeff can maybe get us set up the night before. And that'll get us up to speed with the.
What time is it? 9 o'clock.
It'll be at 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Okay. Just want to make everybody aware of that. Got a call from a resident who was driving along Route 5 and he hit a rock or a stone in the road and it caused damage to his tire and he had to replace the tire. It was $277 and he wants the town to pay for it. I did reach out to Mark Wolbler and ask him, because it happened on a state route, we're not responsible for that, but he has been reaching out to different people asking them. Barb talked to him, and Barb was 100% correct when she said, you know, we're not liable, it's on a state road. So, is everybody in agreement with that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the law, yeah.
Okay. Deputy Supervisor Ron Beach, zoning map. I know, Ron, you've been working on that. There is a grant available.
The grant is called the Smart Growth Community Planning and Zoning Program, and it's to help us get our zoning maps in line. There's $2 million. I'm sure Skyler won't get all $2 million of it, but... at our last planning board meeting, this young lady by the name of Amanda Kier, K-A-I-E-R, is here. She works for the Clean Energy Communities Program, and she works out of Mohawk. And I'm trying to get a hold of her to arrange a meeting. They will help us write the grant to get this zoning program, to update our zoning maps. I think it's free money and something we ought to be out trying to get a hold of. She talked about several other programs, and when she's here, we'll sit down and pick her brains about those too. You know, there's programs for parks and for playgrounds and things like that.
Hey, Ron, thank you.
And it's no cost to us. You know, she comes for nothing, so free advice.
Thank you, Ron. Jungle Gym update, nothing really with that. Highway Superintendent, I've been getting a lot of calls, Barb has too, about people wanting to drop off green waste on Friday. Phil, what's your feelings on that?
Well, the issue with that is, obviously everybody knows that we've had people bring in stuff out here, but nobody's around. And by you coming on Monday morning, and there's piles halfway to the garage. This obviously, with the April storm we had, a lot of people have been bringing in green waste. Truckloads, dump trailer loads. I have a guy that told me he's going to cut 10 trees down on his property and he's going to bring it.
Bill, can I ask a question? We dumped the town waste that you dumped in the pile there up to the town park. Mm-hmm. Why can't we just eliminate work for you guys and let them dump it up there and just have... Make sure they're a town resident. Make sure they come to your place first.
How do you know who it is when there's nobody there to kind of know who's going in there?
Next thing you got two cars.
And I actually did chase a guy out of the garage probably a couple months ago that was dumping from out of town. You know, Ron watched him come right out of Frankfurt.
It wouldn't work.
Corey said garage. So I think it's a tough situation. I understand people have certain days where they just, you know, they work during the week and everything.
People call me screaming and they don't understand it. And I agree, and I tell them, if it was just the normal household dumping the normal stuff, it wouldn't. But we've had people show up with 10-wheelers loaded.
Oh, absolutely.
Multiple trucks.
I mean, go by there now, look at the size of the pile we have right now. I bet you that it's at least doubled or tripled in size within the past 2 months.
What about if you make them dump it up to the park and have a designated man one day at a certain time where they can do it, you know, during that time?
We're a small crew. I mean, to designate somebody every week, something like that, it's tough enough getting everything done right now. I'd be willing to give it a try.
I mean, it would save you from all that stuff from A to B.
If you want to put it in the newsletter and say, we're going to give it a try. We have cameras at the garage. If it becomes excessive and you think people are abusing it, I'm going to shut it down again. Because it's too much. I think it was basically intended for people to bring in some lawn waste. If you had a storm, you had some branches down and everything, you could bring that over. But it's gotten to the point where it's, you know, someone's going to clear a lot someday and think that they can bring it over. And, you know, I mean, there's got to be some sort of a limit.
Can I offer a suggestion? And I'm offering it to you, Phil. How about one weekend a month?
We'll give it a try.
Put in the newsletter one weekend a month. I'm looking for feedback here. What do you think?
Yeah, like I said, I'm willing to give it a try. We'll see how it goes.
I'll throw out an option. If you want to leave it open on Fridays, I'll close it Friday night. Mm-hmm. I'll run down about 9 o'clock and close the gate.
I can close it on Friday. I'm right up the road.
So could I.
Yeah.
He walked across the
street. Now we got a problem.
Like I said, I'm willing to give it a shot. I understand people that, you know, just don't have the time on during the week. So maybe it might even be a better idea to leave it open on a weekend day.
Yeah, because that's the wheels that are spinning in my head. What is Friday really going to gain you? Either you're off during the week or you're not. But the weekend is where people would. That's why I suggest one weekend a month. I'm not sure where Friday. I mean, they can bitch about the Friday, but I mean, most people either work Monday through Friday, or they don't.
They don't, right. So,
well, we could try a Saturday.
If you want to do it on Saturday, I'll open and close it on Saturday.
Open now? See, it's up.
Well, I know Phil goes to camp a lot, right?
Well, sometimes. Not this year so far.
There's nothing more important.
You know, so, like I said, give it a try. Let people know that it's, you know.
Okay.
It's just not going to get out of control.
They got to be a town resident, right?
Yes, that's the.
That should be published.
Well,
you have to be a town resident. If your contract ever goes, if you're working for a town resident,
they need to know what
you're not allowed to dump it there because they usually charge you all.
Yes.
So you have to be a town resident and should bring it yourself. Or I understand people can't always bring it themselves. But,
sure, because you got senior citizens.
If you're hiring a contractor to cut a tree down, then no, it should not come to us.
Sure.
By the contractor. If the homeowner decides, you want to drop the tree and leave it there, and I'll bring it over, that's fine. But for the contractor to bring it, chances are they're charging somebody.
Exactly.
Got a question in the back. Yes, ma'am.
Is there a sign out on the gate? I pass it all the time, but I don't pay attention. Is there a sign out on the gate that says for town residents only?
There is a sign there that says the hours and everything, and I'm not quite sure about that, but
we should be clear on that.
We should be. Well, I had one phone call that the lady called on a Friday during the week, and she says there's a sign on the gate that says they're open Monday through Friday, six to four.
In the winter, it's got it's got the seasons separated on that sign.
You separated it?
Yes, April to November.
Okay. Well, she didn't tell me that. She just said it says it was open 6 to 4.
So what are we going to do this Saturday?
Going
to be open this Saturday?
Yeah, we'll leave it open. And like I said, we got cameras there. They're on the pile.
What's the board want to do? Want to do one weekend or one Saturday?
I mean, one Saturday.
We can do a weekend if you want. We'll do one. If we want to do like the first weekend of the month, we'll leave it open on the weekend. We'll see how it goes. And
first weekend of the month? Is everybody okay with that?
Yes. Whatever's good with you guys. You okay with that, Rod? Open that on it.
And Jeff will put something on the webpage and in the newsletter.
So in other words, it wouldn't be open until July for the first.
We got dumpsters coming up in a couple weeks anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So, right. We got to go on in the newsletter. And all
right.
That,
so.
We'll shoot for July.
What date? July?
First weekend.
Yeah, first weekend of the month.
Okay.
That'll be the second. Third.
What do we got dumpsters? Twice, Phil?
Four times? Yes.
Unless you do it when the guys are there, so they can check who's dumping. Do it during dumpster days.
Yeah, I mean, let's just stick with doing it that way for now. Yeah, see how it goes.
I think we could have a lot of interference if you want with
it. Yeah, I don't think, we already got a lot.
So it's one weekend a month.
First weekend of the month.
Every month, okay.
Starting July.
Okay. Everybody's okay with that?
Sounds good.
Status of baseball fields, I know you've been working.
Yep. We got the one field just about finished. The only thing we got left to do is we got to take the sod out of the dugouts and put some stone dust in there. We've got, I'd say, better than half of the material hauled for the other field already. Just got a bunch of dry up, I suppose, because we've been doing our other stuff. So, then we got rain yesterday. Looks like we're getting rain tomorrow, so we'll get to it as soon as we can on the other one.
Have the kids been up there using it at all?
No.
No? No one's been?
We went over to the other ball field on Cottage Manor, and we did take out that tin shed that was there and flora that was there. We do have that concession stand there. We went inside of it, and that place is just got big holes in the floor. Probably woodchucks been running in and out of it. They left stuff behind. There's a grill. There's a refrigerator. There's a mouse nest on top of the refrigerator, probably like that big. So we were considering tearing it down.
Absolutely.
It's just
get her done.
There's bees there. We're going to wait until the next officer probably and then get that thing out of there.
I have a question.
What are you doing? Tearing down the shed or something?
The old concession stand.
Oh,
okay. But the power is off there, correct?
Yeah.
You're asking me? Oh, I don't know. I have no idea if the power's up.
I believe it was years ago because we brought it up.
I've never been in that building.
You don't want to be.
Take out your tester, right? Take a radio, take a radio or a hair dryer or something, plug it in, just make sure. But my question was, Phil, for another year, and this is just a pie in the sky, or do you think it would be more feasible to York Rate, because it's all grown in where the infield is, the stone dust is all grassed over. Because it's a much drier field, you think that we could convert that for a girls' field or absolutely not?
Well, that was an initial plan, but then somebody said that they were using it, so I saw a bunch of people park there Saturday, maybe. I don't know if any, but I haven't seen anybody use it.
Because to me, it's the town, because I know that because my little granddaughter plays the youth softball, and they usually start in April, which is, and the town park is so wet. It was just in my thinking was that the Cosby Manor field, because it's a much drier field, it would be a lot more conducive.
If nobody's using the other field, nobody has any intentions of using the other field, I was going to suggest the same thing.
Yeah.
Why don't we try to do that one here? Because it's down here, it's drier.
Right.
But we obviously had an axe not put in up the other one, so.
Yeah, but I understand that, but my thinking was, too, there was some conflicts with the gate, the opening of the gate. That way, if it was on Cosby Manor, you just whip in, park your car, go play ball, and go home.
There's not a whole lot of parking on Cosby Manor, which is probably.
But for a girls' softball game, all you're going to get is just the parents. You're going to get, maybe 20. If there's 10 kids, you're going to get 20 cars. You know what I mean? You just don't have any kids.
But like I said, I thought I noticed a bunch of cars parked there on Saturday. I didn't go by, but from the intersection,
If some organization is using that Cosmina Road field, shouldn't we have a copy of their insurance?
We do. It was Mike Knapp's group, Hoytstown.
Oh, so they do.
Oh, so that's who was that?
Yeah, they occasionally, what they use Skylar for is like an overflow. There's right. No regular games here.
Yeah.
Our fields just aren't up to par of other areas. So they'll use this right. If they like have nowhere else to go. They might come and practice or,
okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure. It would probably make more sense if nobody is using that field, you know.
Because I think if you York rate that, you could get that stuff.
Well, see, there's a difference for girls softball. It's not the same infield as Little League. But the entire infield is snow dust.
Well, I think that entire infield is snow dust now, isn't it?
No, it's just got base pads.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, so the whole thing would have to be done, just like you got to do up there.
We'd have to put some stone dust down there.
Yeah.
The dimensions are the same, though, I think, aren't they? The base?
It would fit in there. The only thing I don't know if they typically use a fence or anything like that, you know.
Yeah, but you know those little squirts could not be reach that fence with two heads.
Yeah, you never know. But either way, you know.
It'd have to be mighty good.
Thanks, Phil. So
I got a couple questions.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe, go ahead.
So did you ever look into the fuel house, the covering?
Nobody ever got back to me on it, and we've been pretty busy, so no, I haven't gotten around.
And have you heard anything about the new plow truck?
We're still waiting for a built slot on the new truck.
And did you list the Oshkosh at all?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Okay.
I got more stuff today.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Come on, listen. Speed Machine, that's coming supposedly this week.
Well, hold our breath and wait.
Well, I told them to put it on Windfall Road.
Yes.
Lindsay's in that area. So you got to find a suitable place with a pole and chain it through or whatever. So hopefully we'll see it this week. Who knows for sure. We did our paving on McKinnon Road.
Excellent
job. Did it. Came out nice. We took the millings. We've been working up on Belleville Road for the past couple days trying to get that set. Started doing some roadside mowing, so that taken care of. And
everybody calling for the millings, they could have sold 30 loads.
Yes, unfortunately, it's hard to part with that stuff, you know.
McKinnon Road, in my opinion, came out really nice. Were you satisfied with it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it looked pretty nice.
We got a little shoulder work, we got to clean, touch up and stuff, and we just got to wait for it. You know.
It's much smoother.
How fast is the traffic up there now?
Much faster.
It's always, they always crank up the top of that hill. That's why they hit a lot of deer up on top there.
Yes.
People are stupid.
But they're stupid everywhere, though. Everywhere
right. Stupid's breeding. Stupid's breeding. Yeah. But no, it did come out really, really well. The only question I would have, do you have any in the future, do you ever plan to come up and clean out the drainage ditches in front of the house?
Yes, we did start to do a little bit, and then they came and paved, and I don't want to get right back on it.
No, I wouldn't do it until next year. I'd do it next year.
Oh, well, you know, depend on time limit or whatever. We got some areas that...
Other than that, everything's fine up there.
We just didn't get to... There's a couple spots we need to touch up. But like I said, we got a little shoulder work we got to take care of. So nothing major. I think that's about it. I always forget something, so I'll probably
Phil, the court clerks called the other day, Wendy and Marianne. When the toilet's flushed, there's like a hissing noise in the water line.
Rings.
There's like a ringing. They didn't know, Rosman, you might know, if there was a pump maybe halfway from the
Joe and I got the same idea. Usually when it rings, there's air. I wouldn't be surprised if we got a little... leak there somewhere. Usually when you get that ringing sound, there's air.
Is there a tank or a baffle somewhere that maybe needs air?
There's a regulator that regulates the water pressure in the building itself. I mean, that's a... I'll try to look at it. A
plumber. I hate plumbing.
Me too. That's why I don't do
plumbing. I don't know, I still do it myself, but it doesn't come out.
I'll look at it and see if I can figure it out.
Yeah,
there's a circulator pump that runs the hot water side, but it shouldn't have anything to do with the toilet.
Right. Yeah.
Never.
Tell me where your muffs.
It's pretty.
Let's walk out. paint of our potholes last month I brought up. There's a new program that the state started, goes along with CHIPS, Drink Water Recovery, Paint New York. I did get the letter, and we are going to receive, I don't have the exact amount, I forgot to bring it with me, but it's slightly over $10,000 a year, so we'll start seeing that now, hopefully on a yearly basis.
Do you get a chance maybe to touch base with Parksy?
I haven't, no, I could give him a call, I see he's probably been over at the new cliffs over there, so, if you're going to be here soon.
Let me get a little notice, you know?
Yeah, never is your mind so late. I think that's it.
Thank you, Phil. Anyone have any questions for the highway superintendent?
Other than, Phil, you know, every so often, stuff is thrown out, my neighbors talked about it too, but they throw it out in the road. And I don't know if you've noticed that when you turned on to short lots there, just between last meeting and this year, meeting, there was debris, right? I mean, it was on the edge of the road. You guys go past there, you know, every day. You ever thought about picking it up and making it safer?
Yeah, thoughts there, but you know, Herkimer County is responsible for the roads, and Herkimer County does not want to do this stuff. I've called them repeatedly because they stopped picking up trash, roadside trash, and we're picking up their animals now. They're just getting away with doing less and less and less, and they're pushing it off on everybody else. And nobody holds them responsible. Everybody thinks that the town should take care of it. I got a call for a dead turkey on Court Road on Friday.
Send them a bill.
No problem. I can run take it, but the end of the message was, you know, I know you guys don't work on Fridays, but somebody better do something about it.
Well, start billing them, that's all.
You know, I understand it's, you know, it's in the road or whatever, but it is Herkimer County's responsibility. So if you're going to call somebody, you should call Herkimer County and tell them.
I've noticed that.
There's different roads and different, where the town roads, there's county roads. And
but they don't work on Saturday.
It was on Friday. So I spent half my day off on Friday running around handling county problems. You know, it gets a little old at times.
Yeah.
Especially when people just look at it as though it's the town's fault. It's the town's fault. It's the town's fault.
I'm not saying it's town's fault. I'm just
I understand.
It's a road hazard.
Right.
For the for our residents, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and you can call the county and notify them about it, and they don't show up. I had a watch out on Moonfall Road. I called them.
I've already got plans for that thing. If it's still there on dumpster day.
I picked it up.
Oh, I was going to just pick it up. I picked it up on my way to the dumpster and throw it in the dumpster.
2 days later, there was another hazard. I picked up.
You know? At some point, Herkimer County's got to step up and.
Well, what I think what it is, from what I'm hearing from the
other responsible.
They're way understaffed, aren't they?
They are.
Everybody's understaffed.
I went to a meeting the other day. They need CDL drivers. They're down 50 positions. Yeah. And they want, you won't like this, Phil. But they want to institute a new program where if your town workers don't have enough to do, they can go work for the county for one day.
Good luck with that.
No.
Yeah, they were trying to sell that.
Yeah. And, see, my point is the county wants, but they don't want to give nothing back.
They won't pay.
And, you know, it's getting old.
Yeah.
Contact your county officials on these things, these issues on county roads.
And if they're down 50 drivers, they should be saving a ton of money.
I can't even see, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, I can't see where they've done any roadside mowing at all yet.
They might start soon, but I get the calls all the time too. The roads that I start mowing.
Well, they're mowing in Fairview.
October.
Pardon?
They're mowing in Fairview.
Well, they are mowing in Fairview. But I mean, Harry, them things, those roadside, as you are, you live on a country road like that, but they get pretty damn long.
Yeah.
And they
hopefully they'll get around shortly.
Just when they did it in their mowers, too, you know.
What we'll do, Phil, is we'll all hold our breath while we're waiting.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like the speed sign.
Miller's Grove, Phil, that's county too, right?
Yep.
Yes. And they're working on the bridge.
Yep.
They got the roof right down.
How are things going on the bridge?
It looks pretty good. They got lights up on either side. They're on the east side. They've got it dug way back. The wall is gone, half of that. They're in between the two lanes of traffic. They dug that way back. They're working on it. So they're doing much more than they have done in the past.
Good.
Thanks, Phil. Got a letter from Carrie Steinbrückner. She's not here tonight. Dear Town of Skyward Board, she's talking about the town clerk hours. I want to thank the town for listening to the community and slowly but surely advancing in this crazy world we live in. I believe these adjustments the town has made will help us to stay a close-knit community, but also show that we are willing to adapt and change as needed. I've also attached business hours for other towns around us. While many are strictly 9 to 4, there are others that have extended hours. If the residents and communities see that we are willing to change or make our services more flexible, then I believe more people will not have reason to get frustrated or complain about not being able to get to the office building when needed. Again, I want to thank the town board for listening, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for the town of Skyward. Carrie Steinbrückner. So that was from Carrie. Water board report, Betty Susney.
Actually, I don't have one this month because we haven't had a meeting since our last meeting, and I reported our last meeting that information. Our meeting will be held, I believe, the third Monday of the month, every month, and I will have a report next month. No reports since last month.
Okay. Thanks, Betty. Planning Board, Jeff Dingman. Jeff?
Yep. We had a Planning Board met on June 1st, and we had a public hearing on the re-subdivision of the Skyward Business Park. Attorney Tony Halleck spoke and updated the Planning Board on the current progress, and John Pisick spoke as to the project. The Planning Board closed seeker and adopted a negative resolution with no negative impact and closed the public hearing. Also during that Planning Board meeting, on the regular meeting, Don Ayer, who was an engineer for Westgate Development, approached the board and spoke as to concerns raised by the Health Department. And he submitted a letter to the Planning Board certifying the storm damage drainage systems. And so we spoke about that. And also, Ron mentioned Amanda Kerr came and did a presentation as far as the grants available for some of the clean energy projects. So we'll be getting in touch with her and seeing what grants you can find for that.
Jeff has also reached out to the Planning Board to possibly have a special meeting next Wednesday night, just so everybody's aware. I don't know, it's kind of a complicated issue, but I'll try to explain it. There's the current development, the Westgate development, and the proposed development, the Westgate Heights. The Health Department has finally reviewed the plan for Westgate Heights. It's taken over a year to get them to review it. There are some questions about a drainage ditch that runs between these two parcels and an easement, and who would control that area if, you know, the town ever needed to go in and clean. So Don Ayer came, he did his proposal. The Planning Board agreed that the ditch should be moved into the easement. Come to find out, I went down Saturday, I walked it and with the Bushies. Come to find out that the map was not accurate. Where the current ditch is now between the two developments is the best possible place for it. It's a service quarter, there's two electrical entrances, there's a gas line there, it's like a perfect spot. So anyway, the plans are getting redone, the proposal's getting redone, and Mr. Ayer, if we can get a quorum together, will be here Wednesday night to explain kind of what happened. Did I get that right, Ron, Jeff, did I miss anything? Or?
Very close.
Good. So that's
we don't need to be there. It's just going to be for the Planning Board.
Yeah, they got to basically one of the things that Chris Demme from the Department of Health has asked is who is going to control this strip, this 15-foot strip? Who is going to have control of it? Is it going to be put into the existing Westgate development? Is it going to be put into the new Westgate Heights development? Are you going to do a special district just for that? So that's what the stumbling block is. Currently
it's
now-
It's already in the original Westgate District.
The original Westgate District.
It's in that easement.
So that's where we are. So if you know, we can get a quorum together, we're gonna have that meeting, so.
So their plans are moving forward?
I don't know, Joe. Every time we think we're moving forward on that, there's usually a stumbling block, but hopefully.
Realize, Joe, that we started this before you, how many years you been on board?
Six.
We started this before you came on the board.
Yeah.
So to say that things are moving right along.
I hope. We're optimistic.
We were optimistic that the health department has reviewed it.
Yes. And this is really the only thing they've asked for, I believe. Mm-hmm. So that's not.
The only major, you had some clarification on the plans, and there was a wrong figure on there for elevation. This guy must have really went over this with a fine tooth comb.
They said he's very thorough.
He had to miss a one little tiny figure in one little tiny spot.
Well, that's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thanks, Jeff. Okay, that was Westgate Heights. Resident comment, we'll give the rest to Don.
Okay.
Yes, go right ahead, Don, I'm sorry.
Don Hammond, Newport Road. In reference to the town supervisor's application, the State Department of Audit and Control and Comptroller and verified on March 10th, 2021. He's read the foregoing application, knows that the foregoing application is true to his knowledge on the Westwater District. The application by the town supervisor to the State Department of Audit and Control, pursuant to 2014 Town Law, Article 12A, Section 209F, shall include a statement of the aggregate assessed valuation of the real property in the proposed District Number 5 West Water. The supervisor's statement to the Department of Audit and Control on that application was $144,771,900. That district is Graham, Brown, and Newport Road, according to the boundaries described in Schedule A on September 20th, 2020 at September 30th, 2020 board meeting. The town supervisor's statement in the application to audit and control for the total assessed valuation of all taxable property in the town of Schuyler is $144,583,956. According to these figures, the entire town is assessed $187,944 less than the three listed in the district, which does not make any sense. In the town's application to the comptroller, the town supervisor stated that there are 109 residential properties in the Westwater District at an average full value of $95,750 each. If the 109 properties are multiplied by $95,751, the total value would be $10,436,859. This is $134,335,041 less than the $144,771,900 that was stated in the supervisor's application to the Department of Audit and Control and Comptroller on March 10th, 2021. Apparently, the Comptroller's office did not read the application and see the enormous discrepancy and asked the town of Schuyler for clarification. At the April 13, 2022 board meeting, the supervisor said, "Why would the New York State Comptroller's office approve the application?" Mr. Hammond's reply was, referring to the comptroller does not read the applications, others do. Councilman Giuliano told Mr. Hammond that he had cost the town a lot of money with the continuation of holdups. I am concerned that the taxpayers in the District Number 5 who voted against the water district because they had good wells and were not tapping in and feel that the only ones who pay for the water district should be the ones who want it. Got any questions on that?
No.
No.
Thank you, Don.
You're all set.
Thank you. That was an area, they did read it, because that was an area they came back with a question on of the assessment, and George had to come up with numbers for them. But that was, they did read it, that was an area they had over assessment.
but it was 134,355,000 over the actual 10 million that the three roads were. I can't understand how the controller would let it go by.
I don't know.
That shows they don't read the information that comes in on any of these applications.
Thank you, John. Any other resident comment? Gary, you got anything?
No.
Dale? Beanie? Ron, you must have something. Clarence?
Just one thing I'll bring up. Jeff and Carrie and I are going to be sitting down to work out the Seeker manual, and we're going to do one of our educational classes, hopefully in August. We're going to get together the planning board, the town board, the zoning board, and anybody else that wants to learn about Seeker.
Thanks, Ron. A motion to adjourn?
I do.
Oh,
one thing, I did talk with Senator Oberacher a couple weeks ago, and as far as the state ever taking ownership of the Frankfurt Bridge, he said there's no possible way it'll ever happen. He said, I could write legislation, but with the Democrats in control in Albany, there's no chance that they would ever take ownership of it. And I told him, then I think the town should close the bridge. And he said, I can't comment on that. But that's what I still think.
Very good. John?
I reviewed a couple of newsletters, and when Ken was in, Ken was pretty smart. He said that there was a question on that. He called it a rubber expansion strip, and he said it's the town of Schuyler's 100% responsibility to repair it. He said it three times, three different years. What's the problem?
Well, I was on the board that time. It was an expansion joint. I think it cost us $3,500. We did share the cost with Frankfurt. You're correct on that. This bridge needs a lot of work. A lot. It's just not an expansion joint. There's parts falling off.
$1.7 million rehab.
They want to rip it all down and rebuild the whole thing. It's just been a mess. I think we're going to get a Bridge New York grant.
That's what Senator Oberacher did. He said he spoke with the DOT. And every time he brought up the DOT taking ownership of the bridge, he goes, this is why we have Bridge New York. And he said, well, they applied for Bridge New York, but didn't get it. Well, apply again. This is why we have Bridge New York.
And we are sharing a grant writer with Frankfurt, and we are reapplying again for Bridge New York.
That's the problem.
I realize that, but I remember.
Then you submitted it.
My father used to be road superintendent. That was when it was a plank bridge. None of you remember this, but it was a plank bridge. He had to take care of that whole bridge. And it was all from one end to the other. Nothing actual said about the town of Frankfurt.
Costs were small then. They're not small anymore.
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem.
You're not kidding.
Just a...
You look at prices now. A pump that I bought 2 years ago, I paid $236. I wanted to buy the same pump. It was $468.
Fertilizer is $1,000 a ton.
Pardon?
Fertilizer is $1,000 a ton.
I don't know how the hell you can stay in business.
Tioga, just to do a patch job down there this spring, a little asphalt, they wanted $17,000 to $18,000 just to patch it. And there was no guarantees. So. Very good. All right, well, I guess we're all set. Motion to adjourn. Thank you.
I know. I get it home. Frankie, she missed.